Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I released an episode a few days ago about the worst kind of person, meaning the person who is all talk, who is always talking about what they're going to do, what they could have done, what's going to happen in the future, what they're going to get around to, write a book, start a business, live in London, whatever it may be. I think we all know a talker like that to some extent, and we kind of know how we feel about them, right? Those people who talk all the time and the action isn't there. This is kind of inspiring today's episode, which is about self-doubt. Because oftentimes when we're talking and dreaming about something and not following through, it's because that age-old self-doubt exists within us. So there are a couple of things I want to say about that today. Number one, if you've been talking or thinking about something for a long time, there's only one way to find out whether or not it's possible for you. There is only one way. Can you guess what the way is? There's only one way to find out if your doubt has any validity, if it's possible for you to achieve the things. It's to do it anyway. Better to do the thing and fail, right? Better to know. Better to go, you know what? Actually, I don't want that. I don't like that. This isn't really who I am. Or, ooh, I went in this direction and I got an outcome I wasn't expected and it's now redirected me and led me here. My friends, an object in motion stays in motion. We're not stuck. We just stop. If we're talking too much and not following through, there is only one way to know if those fears that hold us back have any validity. It's to do the things anyway. But I want to underscore this with something important. Sometimes the reason we talk and hold back and don't create or do or act is because we think if we don't get the result that we want or hope for, that we'll be devastated, right? That we'll look like a fool, that we'll be heartbroken, that fill in the blank with all the fear thoughts that come to mind. If you finally go for the thing that you've been thinking about or talking about and you don't get the result that's wanted, ooh, we can tell ourselves a lot of stories about that. Am I right? But I want to tell you this. Okay, this is powerful. Success, however you define it, probably in your mind right now, if you're thinking or talking about something and not following through, you have a clear idea of what success would be and you don't know whether or not you can get there. So it's easy to talk about doing the things. I want to tell you this. Success, however you define it, isn't the thing that makes you happy. That result that you dream of or that you think other people will applaud so much, that's not what's going to make you happy, at least not for longer than 5 or 10 minutes. Success doesn't make you happy. You make you happy. And there is proof of this anywhere, everywhere. Think about two people in any situation, two high school teachers, two actors, two stay-home parents, two people who are 7 years old, right? Maybe their life circumstances are really similar. Right? Maybe they're even kind of forging ahead in life in similar directions. The outcome of what it is that they achieve or go for next isn't what makes them happy. It's who they are every day in their life experience, the thoughts they think, the beliefs that they foster, the way that they look at the world and themselves. Success, results, etc. They're nice. They're bonuses, but they don't make you happy. You make yourself happy. We can see proof of this in all of the places. One for sure that comes up a lot is look at all the people out there, even the heiresses to these huge fortunes who are depressed, who are self-harming, who even commit suicide in some cases. The thing outside of you that you think possesses the power, possesses the joy, possesses your happiness, it doesn't. You make yourself happy. And I can tell you this, the pursuit of things, going for it, that joy you feel as you move toward your potential, That, my friend, is an award in and of itself. It's enough. Talking and thinking are fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But there is joy in stretching yourself, whatever the result may be. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey, friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.